Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the Embody Love podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Astea, and this is episode number 5.
Welcome to the Embody Love podcast for spiritual seekers and sensitive souls, where it's all about learning practical tools for empowering your divine path. Here's your host, intuitive healer and coach, Melissa Astea.
In today's episode, we are looking at how we can befriend our triggers. So we all have different triggers. We have things that are perhaps unhealed, unprocessed within us. And as we move along throughout our days, different experiences, interactions, even certain smells or certain words can be triggers. Now, when this happens, you know, there is an old school belief or mindset that says that if you're feeling and thinking, you know, things in a positive way, then that's good. Or if you're feeling or thinking about things in a negative way, that's bad. Well, we're moving past that. That is of the old paradigm. What we are stepping into is recognizing that there is no positive / good versus negative / bad feelings or emotions. What it's really about is discovering where these feelings are rooted. What was the, you know, initial cause to these feelings, or where did the belief begin? What was that initial root beginning? And if we can look at it in terms of healthy versus unhealthy, or in alignment versus out of alignment, we are much more likely to set aside self-judgment, which only creates more blocks and barriers within us. And instead, we can step into a neutral place so we can look at and experience those feelings and those beliefs from a place of non-judgment, from a place of just seeing it for what it is and stepping more into our authenticity. And you know, when we are triggered, that's the part of us that more than anything needs our love and our support and compassion. And unfortunately, our first response is often to disregard or to try to repress or ignore that part of ourself. So what I want to encourage you to do instead is to fully open your heart to your triggers. Open your heart and fully befriend those aspects of yourself. Welcome all parts of you in with open arms, with so much love and compassion and endless support, so that you can fully process and heal and work through and come out the other side with more clarity and growth. Okay, so how do we do this? How do we befriend our triggers so that we can process them and move through them? So the first thing that we want to do when we have a trigger is name the feeling or feelings. So if we can just close our eyes and take a couple of deep breaths, we can tune into ourself and ask ourselves, what is this feeling that's coming up? And as soon as we acknowledge the feeling and we witness it, we put a name on it, a label on it, that helps us to feel actually really empowered. And it also helps us so that we can start to move through and process the feeling or the belief, as opposed to ignore, repress, or try to distract ourselves away from it. So that first step is to name the feeling, empowering ourselves by naming it. I'm feeling, or I just had sadness triggered, or anger, or frustration, or perhaps it was, you know, a certain belief that we're no longer really buying into, but it is rooted within us at a deeper level. And so it was, you know, triggered by a certain person or experience that in that moment. So we name it. We name the feeling, we name the belief, we name, you know, whatever that trigger was. The second thing that we can do is feel the feeling. Now, I know that that can seem daunting and, you know, really scary at times, especially when it's a feeling that sometimes it feels bigger than us or bigger than what we think we can handle. However, when these things are triggered, you know, these are aspects of us that are being triggered that are unhealed. And those aspects of us are ready to be healed, want to be healed, want to be processed. That's why they're coming up to the surface. And so by giving ourselves that chance to actually process and feel the emotion, feel the feeling that's attached to that belief, feel whatever the feeling or feelings are that were just triggered. Of course, we start with that first step of naming it. And then that second step is feeling it. Now, when we do this, typically it lasts for 30 seconds to maybe 10 minutes. I mean, usually it's a lot less than 10 minutes, but it could be. And so, you know, would probably be best done, you know, when you have a little bit of downtime. So maybe on that day where you were initially triggered, maybe later on that day, if you don't have time in that moment when it happened, that evening or the next morning. But soon after you get that awareness that you've had this trigger, again, first step, name it. And second one, we're going to feel it. We're going to sit in it and witness it. And when we do this, we can actually let the feeling completely surface and actually move through every bone, every muscle, every cell, every fiber of our physical body, and then let it expand through our energy field, through our auric field. Let that feeling rise up, and we can allow ourselves to feel it and witness it to its greatest extent possible. And as we allow ourselves to do this, we're breathing. Okay? So slow, deep breaths, feeling the feeling and breathing. Now, what we're going to notice is that as we allow ourselves to feel the feeling, it naturally begins to dissipate. And it starts to, you know, those pieces that are ready to, that energy that's ready to release will release. Now, we can always add an intention of anything that's released is sent to the earth or to the divine, somewhere to be fully transmuted, okay? So, but we allow ourselves to feel that feeling completely as we breathe and let it move through us and let it release, allow it to dissipate. Now, when we feel that that feeling has completely released outside of our auric field, then we can take that step. You know, when we do this, we create a lot of space within us energetically. And so we can actually take the next step of bringing in divine light, healing energy, alignment energy. It can be any color. You know, you just set that intention that it's the highest vibrational possible energy accessible to anyone out there, this divine, vibrant energy, and just let it flow through and fill up all those spaces that we've just released from, creating harmony and balance. And so again, we're breathing, we're relaxing, and now allowing that beautiful energy or divine light, that harmonizing high vibrational energy to flow through those spaces, healing and creating balance and harmony within those spaces. And then the final step is going to be welcoming that aspect of ourself back home into our heart. And so the part of us that is triggered, the part of us that, you know, initially had that feeling come up, it is a past part of us. It could be, you know, a part of us from yesterday or a part of us from 20 years ago. But whatever aspect of us that is that was triggered is a part of us that was probably hurt in some way. And that part of us has been triggered, comes up to the surface. So we've named the feeling that comes along with it. We've felt the feeling that came along with it. And now we are going to welcome that part of us back into us, into our heart center, energetically aligning and surrounding that part of us with pure love. Love, acceptance, compassion, healing, forgiveness, whatever it is that we know that part of us needs and that we need to feel more whole, more balanced, more grounded. We can open our heart center fully to all aspects of ourself and imagine bringing those aspects or that aspect in for a big hug and breathe. And surround ourselves in divine light. And then we can allow ourselves to fully align, integrate as our full present day in this moment self with all aspects of us in full alignment with who we are here and now. And also, I think it's really important for us to look at all of our experiences and all of these things from a place of, what can I learn from this? How can I empower myself each day with this new information or with this clarity? What can I do? What can I, you know, do in my life, or how can I shift things in my life now that I've processed this, now that I'm working through this, and now that I'm seeing it so clearly, how can I integrate this into my life each and every day? So this is a powerful way of naming, feeling, releasing, realigning, and welcoming healing with all versions of ourself. It's a wonderful way to do some really powerful healing processing work. Now, I encourage you to also have a counselor or a spiritual life coach or someone that you're checking in with on a semi-regular basis. And even more so if you're needing it. If you're needing it weekly, then weekly. It's so important that we are honoring ourselves, honoring our feelings, honoring, you know, our needs. And that is a beautiful way that we can actually begin every day, is just checking in, taking a few deep breaths and asking ourselves, what do I need today? What do I need today physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually? What do I need today to align even more with who I truly am at soul level? How can I support and love and empower myself even more today through all of my thoughts, all of my words, all of my actions? So if you are ready to befriend your triggers and to let go of that old idea of something being, you know, negative or positive, but looking at the whole and seeing the beauty within everything we experience, allowing ourselves to feel our feelings, to process them, to release them, and then to welcome all aspects of ourself back, you know, into alignment with who we are in each moment, here and now. This is a really cool and actually simple technique to feel those feelings and to really begin to empower ourselves in our daily life. Okay, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me for this Embody Love podcast episode. I hope that you will find ways to integrate it into your life in ways that fits for you. And if you are looking for one-on-one coaching, I would absolutely love to work with you. You can go ahead and visit my website, enlightenyourpath.com. And you'll find all of the options that I have there. I work with clients in person at my Dakota Dunes, South Dakota office. I work with clients over the phone. And I also offer some really wonderful, empowering online courses as well. So go ahead and hop on my website, check it out, see what resonates. And I am wishing you a fabulous January and a fabulous 2020. There is some really cool new energy happening this year, and it's really a year of authenticity. And so this is the perfect time to begin to heal and befriend our triggers. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. I am sending love and blessings your way. I hope you have a beautiful day.